Greetings this morning again. This is Brother Steve with the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. We are in Colossians chapter 3 this time. And on this chapter, it gives us a little bit of a practical walking out of the reality of Christ in us, the hope of glory. So I'm just going to read through it and maybe come back and comment on some things or comment as we go here. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, shall appear, then shall we also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked some time when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of him that created him. So here it's talking about the old man, the flesh, that which dwelleth on the earth, it says. Remember, we talked about being seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. As we are living in him, we are seated in heavenly places. It talks about there where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. And setting our affections on things above. And then it starts, then it talks about verse 10 talks about what we should put on. And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, being Christ again. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, nor free, but Christ is all in all. And so all the divisions that we see in this earth are all gone away, and all that which is earthly is done away with, and put off, and that which is heavenly is put on. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Wives, submit yourselves unto your husbands, as it is fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Servants, obey in all things your master according to the flesh, not with eye service as in men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons. So we have in this chapter, we have, first of all, in the first part there, all the things that we need to put off, the things that are earthly, all those things that are the natural outworkings of the flesh. We talked about yesterday about the works of the flesh there in Galatians 5, and then the fruits of the Spirit. So here we have it again. We have the first part of the chapter here is talking about the works of the flesh, those things that are of the earth that we need to put on. Remember, we're seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. So now the second part of the chapter talks about the things that we put on. Love, just kind of the practical things that it talks about in Galatians. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, faith. And so here we see a little bit of how that all works itself out. For example, verse 12, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, all characteristics that we see in Jesus' life. And then forbearing one another, forgiving one another. And then if any have a quarrel against, even as Christ forgave you, so do ye also. And then he talks about charity, verse 14. Above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And we could go to 1 Corinthians 13, where it talks about we have we speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity. We have nothing. We are like tingling cymbals, something that's noisy, annoying sound. But when we have charity, we can, as Jesus, he was not afraid to speak the truth, but he spoke the truth, spoke the truth in love. And so people were drawn to that. And many times when people are turned off or turned away from us, it's because we are not operating in the spirit, but in the flesh. And we are not operating in the reality of that charity in our coming out of our lives. And then it talks about, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Allowing the peace of God to rule our hearts, that inner peace. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And then it talks about doing everything in the name of the Lord. And then practical things concerning wives, husbands, children, servants, and so on, down through we go. And again, there in the end, talks about knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. So let us remember the things, to seek those things which are above, where Christ is seated in the right hand of God, and if we are in him, we are seated there with him and in heavenly places. And we can have his life flowing forth through us. May the Lord bless you and give you grace.